A high-tech investment gets presidential treatment. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. President Biden in Syracuse, New York, to highlight what's expected to be the biggest semiconductor plant in the country.
We're joined today by the CEO of Micron to celebrate their commitment to invest $100 billion over the next 20 years. Here in America.
He says it's part of broader progress for the U.S. economy.
And it's going to ensure that the future is made in America. One of the bright spots around the country.
The president's been acknowledging high inflation, but insisting his efforts to lower costs are making a difference. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy disagrees, also rejecting the president's praise of today's report on the third quarter economic growth after two quarters of contraction.
Every sign shows greater recession based upon the Democratic policies.
McCarthy also counters the president's claims Republicans would make inflation worse and cut Social Security and Medicare. Trading of Twitter shares will be suspended overnight as Elon Musk prepares to close on his renewed deal to buy the social media giant and take it private. He's also offering some reassurance after previous free speech comments that raised concern.
In a message to advertisers on Twitter, Musk says he's buying the company to have a common digital town square where a wide range of beliefs can be debated in a healthy manner. Though he added, Twitter cannot become a free-for-all hellscape where anything can be said with no consequences.
Fox's Jenny Cosola. Twitter sued Musk for trying to back out of the deal. The judge set tomorrow as the deadline to close on it or face a trial next month. Amazon shares plunging 18% in after-hours trading following a weak sales outlook, with one executive noting people's budgets are tight. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
COVID hasn't been the only killer during the pandemic, with a new report focusing on another one.
The World Health Organization says global deaths due to tuberculosis are estimated to have increased between 2019 and 2021, reversing years of decline. The agency's annual report on tuberculosis says the disease killed 1.6 million people last year alone, and more than 10 million cases were reported. India, Pakistan, Indonesia, and the Philippines were the hardest hit. The WHO fears deaths due to TB could outpace even those of COVID-19. Eben Brown, Fox News.
For at least the sixth time since early May, divers find more human remains at drought-stricken Lake Mead near Las Vegas. They say no foul play is suspected, but what was found just recently is now confirmed to have been more human skeletal remains. Britain's Prince Harry is going ahead with his book.
Prince Harry's memoir, titled Spare, will officially be released January 10th. The memoir is part of a multi-book deal with Penguin Random House. The book was supposed to be released at the end of the year, but was pushed back due to the death of the Queen. Industry executives said there was concern about some of the content of the memoir that the publisher called an intimate and heartfelt piece that would be the definitive account of the experiences, adventures, losses, and life lessons that have helped shape him. The details of the book remain unclear, but other royals have also opened up about life in the monarchy, including his late mother, Princess Diana, and his aunt, Sarah Ferguson. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Another mixed finish for stocks today. The Dow up 194. The NASDAQ tumbling more than 1%, weighed down by the revenue slide of Facebook's parent company, Meta. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.